Google anti-racism training says 3-month-old babies are racist. By Alam Bokhari on September 9, 2021. A series of anti-racism training sessions at Google taught employees of the tech giant that children as young as 3 months old are racist, and that listening to Ben Shapiro is a step on the ladder to committing acts of racial violence. Google's ultra-progressive vision of anti-racism is influenced by the notorious author and professor Ibram X. Kendi. The documents were published by critical race theory researcher Christopher Rufo yesterday on Twitter and in City Journal. Via City Journal. Next, Cherise Torres, Google's then Global Inclusion Director, now a Vice President of Marketing at Facebook Financial, hosted a video discussion with Boston University professor Ibram X. Kendi about racism in American life. Kendi argues that all Americans, including children as young as 3 months old, are fundamentally racist. To be raised in the United States is to be raised to be racist. And to be racist is to be raised to almost be addicted to racist ideas, he said. The youngest of people are not colorblind, between 3 and 6 months. Our toddlers are beginning to understand race and see race. The solution, Kendi claimed, is for all Americans to admit their complicity in racism and respond in the same way that they respond when they are diagnosed with a serious illness. Denying one's complicity in racism, Kendi argued, is only further proof of a person's racism. For me, the heartbeat of racism is denial, and the sound of that denial is I'm not racist, he says. Ultimately, Kendi argued that policymakers should deem any racial disparities the result of racist policies and work to undo the deep-seated racism that permeates every institution in our society. Certainly, it's a critically important step for Americans to no longer be in denial about their own racism or the racism of this country, he said. Finally, employees at Google created an internal document called Anti-Racism Resources, which contains reading lists, graphics, and racial consciousness exercises. The document contains a disclaimer that it was not legally reviewed and, therefore, not to be considered official company policy, but it was created by Google Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion lead Beth Foster, hosted on Google's internal resources server, and made available across the company. One graphic in the document claims that colorblindness, American exceptionalism, Columbus Day, weaponized whiteness, and Make America Great Again are all expressions of covert white supremacy. Another graphic, titled The White Supremacy Pyramid, advances the idea that conservative commentator Ben Shapiro represents a foundation of white supremacy and that Donald Trump is moving society on a path toward mass murder and genocide. As Breitbart News previously revealed, Google has been indoctrinating its employees in the racist ideology of critical race theory for some time. Even before the George Floyd riots, Google hosted a talk from white fragility author Robin DiAngelo and taught company managers that values such as individual achievement and objectivity were examples of white dominant culture. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.